Mandy, you can't send these photos in.
Girls, what's all the yelling about?
Christy doesn't like my photos.
Yeah, well, you won't either.
Too backlit, too blurry, underexposed?
Overexposed.
What the heck are you thinking?
Dad, don't make this a thing.
What are you thinking?
My
look at these.
Oh, where is your top?
Nancy Travis, she's got Last Man Standing on Fox. You know about that show, 8 o'clock. But the Kaminsky Method on Netflix. Nancy, how are you?
Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're good. I'm looking at your Twitter page here, Drama Junkie Who Travels Lightly.
Yes, you know, that is actually what Mike Myers called me during So I Married an Axe Murderer. So it stuck. And what he meant by that was, I guess, and I'm taking it as a compliment, but maybe it wasn't, I'm sort of a person who goes with the flow and doesn't get bogged down with things that are depressing and heavy.
Sure, yeah. I would think not a lot of baggage. You travel lightly.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Travel lightly.
Right.
How
right.
is he on set? Is Mike Myers a guy who does all the voices and goofs off, or is he like real serious when you're...
He was, I don't know how he is now, because that was a long time ago, 1992, but he was very serious about... the comedy and wanting things to be just right and wanting the comedy to work, wanting the comedy and the characters to be terrific. So he worked really hard at that and contributed a lot. I mean, a lot of that show, a lot of that movie was from the genius of Mike Myers. I mean, he really added flavor to that whole thing.
Now, Nancy Travis, I know Tim Allen's got to be funny on set, right?
Yes. Tim Allen is funny on set, and he sometimes we have to rein him in because he goes off and he's being funny all the time. But yeah, he's a doll. He's a pleasure to work with, and we've been working. We're in our seventh season now, and it's a show that was there was no pulse at all. It died. It was canceled after 6 years on ABC, and Fox brought it back to life. And we are happily making new episodes, and it's been great.
And a lot of that has to do with the fan base. I mean, people just love the show, and to have you guys come back.
People love the show, and I think the show, once the show went into syndication, it gathered more fans, and people discovered it, but the fans really just pounded the pavement and sent out petitions and never let up, just kept after it to have the show come back, and it did.
So, Nancy, I, truth be told, started watching Last Man Standing your last season because there's a lot of rumors, oh, they might cancel it because of political leanings, so on and so forth. So I watched the show. I didn't find that the case at all. I mentioned it on the air.
Nothing controversial.
Nothing political about it. It's just a funny show. Do you find it insulting when people say that when, if you actually watch the show, it's not about that at all?
It is kind of insulting. I mean, in the sense that it just diminishes the show. The show is about a family and how they interact, and they have different views and different opinions and just struggling to stay together as a family. And I think to say that it's a political show just sort of minimizes what the show is. It's a show that has, at its core, a character who is conservative. And Tim Allen would be the first person to tell you that there's Tim Allen and there's his politics.
Sure.
And we don't necessarily know exactly what those are. And then there's Mike Baxter. And the two are not necessarily the same. So,
No, they're kind of close.
Like, Tim is not a Trump supporter, so that's...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like John Kasich, yeah.
Right there.
All right. Yeah. Nancy Travis, actress, Last Man Standing, Fridays at 8 on Fox. So tell us about the new series, The Kaminsky Method, on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. I'm the luckiest person in the world, I have to say. I get to work on two fabulous projects. So The Kaminsky Method, which is premiering tomorrow, November 16th, on Netflix, is a story about a man, Sandy Kaminsky, who is played by Michael Douglas, and his best friend slash agent, played by Alan Arkin. And it's about their relationship and how they are dealing with getting older in a world that is not very kind to them and in bodies that are breaking down and relationships that are difficult to manage. And all of this is done with the wry comedic sense and words of Chuck Lorre, who did The Big Bang Theory and a bunch of really funny, great shows. So it's a terrific show, and it's really funny, and it's deep in its own kind of perspective on what it's like to get older.
Is it different?
And relatable. Again, yeah. Something very relatable.
You have done shows with comedians, Bill Engvall, we should mention that show, and Tim Allen, but then you've done shows, Becker with Ted Danson, and this one with Michael Douglas. Is there a difference when you do a sitcom with actors compared to guys who have done stand-up?
Well, I will say that guys that have done stand-up are constantly working on their stand-up material with you. you got to be careful what you say and what stories you tell, because it could end up in somebody's routine. But when you get right down to it, I mean, we're all actors and bring a certain craft to what we're doing. And it's really about the relationship that you have with that person, character-wise.
Hey,
That's the same for all platforms.
Sure. And let me ask you this before we let you go here. The Kominsky Method, tomorrow night on Netflix. Let me ask you that. In the 90s, I was out in Los Angeles, and we did a Grammys broadcast. Do you recall where they have, like, the radio row, and you went table to table? Because I interviewed you. Do you recall that? Because I think you
were...
You and I kind of had a moment, if I recall.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
no,
I think called a police report.
I think we did.
Really? You could even be making this up, and I'm in this position. I just have to go with it.
Yeah. Wow. Welcome to my world, Nancy.
I'm sorry.
Does anyone on the show, though, right now remember Nancy's first movie? Because it was absolutely huge, and I watched it the other day with my kids. It still holds
first
up.
First movie?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys remember?
No, what was
3 Men and a Baby.
Oh,
you're doing a movie, Nancy, with Gutenberg, Danson, and Selleck. There are no three bigger male actors at the time on the planet. Was that just like nerve-wracking?
That was mind-blowing. I mean, that was really mind-blowing. And it was my first movie, and the part was a really emotional part as the mother of this little baby. And it was great, and they were fantastic. They were great to be with.
And you leave the baby with those three guys, Nancy?
Right. Well, you did okay. I'm still in touch with that young woman, Robin White.
That's great.
Great.
Well, you're a class act, and we enjoy your work. We'll be watching both shows tomorrow night. Thank you, Nancy Travis.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All righty. So long.